Several days of violent riots have crippled Papua New Guinea's main industrial centre of Leh on the country's north coast. There's been widespread destruction of property and police say two people are dead and the toll may be much higher. With more trouble expected today, the government is warning it may declare a state of emergency. Ironically, the rioting was sparked by youths concerned at the city's growing lawlessness. PNG correspondent Liam Fox.
Leh has a reputation as being one of PNG's roughest towns, but even long-time residents like Mek Manala say they've never felt so scared.
The rioting was big, they were throwing stones, sticks, even into residential areas, even into my residential area. A stone penetrated my window. They were looting just about anything and everything. They went on a rampage, bringing the whole city to a halt.
It all began last Thursday when a group of local youths gathered to present a petition to the provincial government. They were concerned by a perceived increase in crime, particularly at Eriku, one of the city's main markets and public transport hubs. The youths blamed people who've moved to the city from PNG's highlands and set up camp in Leh's many squatter settlements. Mek Manala says many residents share their concerns about crime at Eriku.
Daylight robberies, pickpockets, even pinching people. And there were two rapes in which one 13-year-old schoolgirl, she was going to school and raped early in the morning. And there was another rape again just in the broad daylight at Eriku. It has been going on and nobody has been paying attention to it.
But the young people weren't satisfied with the government's response to their petition and began throwing stones at government buildings and passing traffic. The violence intensified on Friday and continued over the weekend. Police say mobs of youths attacked settlements populated by Highlanders and they looted and set fire to their houses. Assistant Commissioner Gyosi Labi says police were powerless to stop them.
Leh police got only 270 duty policemen. Mobility, there is none.
There have been two confirmed deaths. One man was shot and killed by police who say he was threatening officers with a homemade gun. The body of another man was found in the burnt ruins of a house. There are unconfirmed reports of other fatalities, and the death toll is expected to rise as the dust settles. Assistant Commissioner Labi says 100 extra policemen have been flown in from around the country. What's known as a fight zone has been declared across the city.
And that will empower police to arrest anybody that is carrying stones or anybody that is gathering a number from 3 to 5.
The Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, says he understands the concerns of the rioting youths, but he condemns the way they've expressed them. He says he'll declare a state of emergency today if the violence hasn't stopped.
The last thing we want to do is declare a state of emergency to control what the behaviour of the community should be. But government will have no choice but to do so.
Police say the situation is now tense but calm. They're hoping businesses and schools that have been shut since last Thursday will be able to reopen today. This is Liam Fox in Port Moresby for AM.